Cornerstone Church welcomes you. In today's Friday evening service, Pastor explains the importance of being hungry to receive your blessings and to excel in all that God wants you to do. It teaches the ways to be hungry for the Lord and the things you should be hungry for. Be blessed by this talk titled, Hungry for More.
Praise God. Amen. Let's open our Bibles this evening to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. It says here, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. I read it one more time. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We've been dealing with over the last couple of months with the topic of the anointing. How many of you have been blessed by the topic of the anointing? The Holy Spirit. And I want to title a message, Hungry for More. Amen. Open your mouth and say, hungry for more. Amen. I do not know about you, but how many of you have experienced hunger in your life? We have experienced it when we skip a meal. Some of you are experiencing it this evening. You just had a heavy tea, but it's time for dinner now. Hunger is never considered positive, especially in a land like India, when there are so many people who go hungry for food. And we know that hunger can actually lead to death. I'm not speaking about you skipping a meal here or there, but you being hungry for a long period of time where you go without food. I'm not speaking about a hunger for food here. A hunger for the intangible things of life, or the important things of life. A hunger for the intangible things of life, or the important things of life. I was looking at that word meaning in Greek. It means to crave intensely. Hunger, that word means to crave intensely. To pine for. That's what that word means. It's almost like when you're hungry, your stomach is growling. Your stomach is actually rebelling against you. Ever been there? Here Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. The word thirst is, in the Greek, actually translated means a painful need for water. A painful need for water. I told you just last couple of weeks back while I was in Nigeria, the man of God who holds that meeting for over 70 lakh people. Just before those meetings, he goes off on, sometimes the Lord leads him on a fast, just not from food alone, but from water. Don't try it. It's dangerous without the Holy Spirit leading you. So he's almost on a no food, no water kind of fast, seeking the face of Jesus. I thought, wow, I've never done that. I've fasted, but I've never gone without water. A painful need for water. A strong desire that comes out of a strong intensity within you. Intense craving. So God is saying, blessed are you if you have that intense craving, the kind of strong desire to be filled. You shall not go empty. It's true. The opposite is also true. If you are hungry and thirsty for evil, chances are that you will be filled with it. Are you with me? The strong desire or intensity to commit a crime, lust after somebody, rob a bank, cheat somebody, chances are a wrong kind of spirit will fill you. So I'm not speaking about a desire or a craving or an intense kind of intensity for evil. But Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Praise the Lord. We know righteousness is a gift. It's a gift of grace. But it is also something that you pursue for. Something that you intensely pursue. And I've looked at all my life at servants of God, men of God, senior men of God, who have had a right standing with God. Now when I came to the Lord, let me tell you, I was one crazy guy. I still am. And I look at men and women of God with character, men like Stan, Lincoln. I mean, you know they have character. They have a right standing. You can see that. And I said, Lord, I want to have that. The Lord said, listen, you can't just sit in your seat and wish that you have it. If you have an intense desire, an intense craving, praise the Lord, it's a work of grace, but I will fill you. I believe that the church is going to a new level of being filled with the Holy Ghost and with righteousness and blessing when you really intensely desire after it. Lift your hand and say amen to that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, what you really hunger and thirst for will dominate your life. What you really hunger and thirst for will dominate your life. Three things that hunger dash. Are you with me this evening? Three things that hunger dash. It will heighten your appetite. Heightens your appetite. When you're hungry, the first thing is that it will heighten your appetite where you feel you can eat anything. Even your wife's cooking. I'm just joking. I mean, she's a good cook. I'm just joking there. Have you seen that food always tastes better when you're hungry? You're kind of fussy about food when you are kind of full, and then you're looking at the taste and how you want it prepared and all that. But when you're really hungry, you can almost eat anything. Are you with me? God is looking for people who have a strong desire to do big things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them God is looking for you. Somebody with a strong desire to do big things. Just don't want life to pass you by. You don't want to be mediocre. You don't want to be somebody who is just hoping and desiring and wishing and sitting something good happens to you. But there's this strong desire, intensity to do something great. For God to do something great through your life. For you to walk into the blessing of God. Lift your hand and say, I want to be in that kind of level where I can do great things for God. Lord, anoint me for that. The second thing that hunger does is it'll sharpen your senses. It'll sharpen your senses. When you're hungry, you can actually smell food. Are you with me? You can actually smell what is cooking in the next house. you go through in front of a shop, a restaurant, a tea shop, can actually smell the food because it has sharpened your senses. You actually look, you can see that samosa in that bakery from a long distance when you're really hungry. Anybody ever gone through that? Only just me? See, when you're hungry, your whole system will get awakened to achieve something. When you're hungry, your whole system will get awakened to achieve something. Whether it be in your business, whether it be in your family life, whether it be you raising children, whether it be in ministry, when you're hungry, it'll kind of awaken you up. And you will say, I want to do the best. I want to excel in what I do. I want to really go and make sure that I achieve this goal. Are you with me? You can actually say, listen, I got to lose weight in the gym. I'm going to make sure that I go and achieve this within the next 1 month. I'm just going to build up those biceps. I'm just going to lose that weight. Because there's a hunger. Hunger to be fit. There's a hunger to excel in your business. Or you just sit there and say, hope God does something for me. Hope something good happens. Hope somebody comes and blesses my life. But you're not hoping. You are hungry. And you say, listen, I'm going to excel in that which God has called me to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your whole system gets awakened. The third thing that hunger does is it drives your pursuit. There was this picture of a bear running after a man, and the man is also running. The bear is hungry. And the man is also hungry for his life. Are you with me? Both of them are hungry. Both of them are running. The bear is hungry for this man. This man is hungry for his life. I wonder what you're hungry for. Praise the Lord. There should be a hunger for your life. To get out of your sickness. To get out of your bondage. Where you say, Lord, I want you to step into my life. I just want you to work a miracle here. I am pursuing you. I want to see your goodness in the land of the living. I want to see your blessing in my life, in my children. I am pursuing after you, Lord. And when you have that kind of intense desire, God's word is true. Jesus himself said, I will fill you. I will fill you to the fullest. I've seen way too many people walk down the aisle for a prayer for healing, saying or hoping something will happen. But I've seen people of faith where they're pursuing after the healing and they're saying, Lord, we won't go without getting healed in this meeting. I went for a meeting in Nigeria. The whole night they are in prayer. Why? To be filled with the Holy Ghost. They're not going to get up from that place till they're filled. An Indian crowd would have looked at the watch 100 million times and said, okay, the meeting is from 6 to 9. 9, the Holy Ghost has not turned up, let's go. But we're going to wait. We're going to travail. We're going to say, Lord, I'm hungry. I want to step into the supernatural. I want you to fill me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't lose your hunger in life. There are many people who have given to depression. They've lost the hunger for life. Nothing excites them. They've seen it all. They've been there, done that. Nothing excites them. But never lose your hunger for life. You don't want to be a passive Christian, do you? You don't have to have the attitude, whatever will be. But you got to say, Lord, I am hungry. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and tell them, be hungry for the Lord. Don't lose your hunger for life. Don't lose your hunger for Jesus. Don't lose your hunger to enjoy His blessing. I've seen way too many people who are highly qualified, but who achieve nothing. They're highly qualified. They can be the next prime minister of this nation. They can be the next CEO of a company. They can get into their school basketball team. But they're not hungry. They got the talent, the gifting, but they're just passive. I've seen way too many people who come to church who are in church, but not hungry. They might be in church for say 20 years, 30 years, but they have never become Christ-like. You ask them, are you a believer? We are a believer. Do you believe in Jesus? Yes, I believe in Jesus. When were you saved? 20 years back. And then, do I see Jesus in you? No. See, they're not hungry for change. As a matter of fact, you know, let me tell you one thing. I've taught you the word of God over years, over 23 years. Prayed for you. Ministered the word to you. Praise the Lord. And if you don't make it to heaven, if you don't make it to heaven and you go to hell, I'm going to be sitting with Jesus and tell them, God, put more fire. More fire, Lord. 23 years I've prayed for them, ministered the word to them, tried to help them in every way, but these guys are not, they don't want to be Christ-like, they don't want to change, they're not hungry, Lord, just make the devil poke them on the ribs. I'm just joking, you know that. You know that, I'm just joking, I would never wish that on anybody. Praise the Lord. I believe that one thing I've been praying is, Lord, when you come in great glory, I want the church that I'm pastoring to be raptured up. I want them to be caught up in the clouds. Hallelujah. We are here for one desire, to enjoy the blessing of God. I don't wish that on anybody. Please, praise the Lord. I cancel that in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of blessing over you. Praise the Lord, that you be raptured with the Lord and you enjoy the presence of Jesus all through eternity for the glory of God. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus this evening. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't passively wait for something to happen. Even a lion, if it is fed, if it is not hungry, an antelope could go in front of them, a sheep, a buffalo, good meat, going in front of them, the lion will just lie down there like that. Because it's passive, it's already full. There are many people here, you are losing out on the blessing of God because you're passive. There are blessings going in front of you, but you're going to capture it only if you're hungry. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Don't allow any kind of opportunity that God brings in front of you to pass you by. In Psalms 43, the psalmist said, as a deer panteth for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. See, there's a hunger, there's a thirst. I'm hungry, Lord. It is said that the movement of a deer is always towards the water. It is said that a deer can smell water from a distance. And the movement of the deer is always towards the water. I feel that you're going to move closer and closer to every kind of blessing that God wants to release over your life. I pray that your spiritual senses might be awakened to see and smell and see forth in the spirit every blessing that is laid ahead of you. And you will move towards it because of your hunger. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to continuously seek for a better life. You have to continuously desire excellence, even when you are on the top of your game. Every time I have to serve the Lord, I say, Lord, how can I do this better for you? How can I preach better? How can I pray better? How can I sing better? How can I witness better? Do you have hunger for anything in your life? Just ask the person sitting next to you, do you have hunger for anything in life? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, are you with me this evening? Is this okay? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus spoke about the generation. He said, how will I liken this generation? They are like children playing in the marketplace who say, we sung for you a joyful song and you wouldn't dance. We sung for you a mournful music, but you wouldn't cry. In other words, it's like what a pastor goes through. You sing the joyful song, you preach, they won't move. You beg, you plead, you cry before God and you say, Lord, let them please repent, let them please walk with God. They won't. Whatever you do, they're not hungry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, I want to be hungry for Jesus. Amen. Four ways you can be hungry, or you can cultivate hunger. You don't want life to be a routine. Four ways. I will just mention two, actually. One is focused prayer. Open your mouth and say, focused prayer. Focused prayer. What do I mean by that? You can pray. Everybody, one of us prays. We pray out of routine. We pray, Lord, bless my family, bless my children, bless the work of my hands, bless my home, bless my church, bless my future, bless my nation. We pray. That's good. But that doesn't get you anything. There is to be a prayer that is deeper than that, which is focused. Focused. Where sometimes you're just like, Lord, show me your glory, Lord. Show me your glory. When I wanna see your glory, Lord. But teach me your ways. It's like 100 times during the day you might say that. When you are asleep, you might be there in your subconscious mind. When you are awake, that's the first thing that comes into your lips. It's focused. It's burning in you. One of my prayers has been, Lord, I want a breakthrough. I want to sense, and I want to know the communion of your Holy Spirit. I just want to know the pulse of the Holy Spirit. Just want to sense the leading of God's Spirit in my life. Every moment of the day, every time I walk about, Lord, this is something that I want. I want to know your wisdom. I want to know how you lead your people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your hunger increases by an intense searching. Intense searching. Matthew chapter 7, 7 to 9. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you will find. It's like intense. Sometimes I see the suffering of somebody. And then I go back into my prayer room, I'm praying, I'm searching the scriptures. And let me tell you something. The Lord, you know, I've touched into an anointing that I've never touched before in my ever in my life for 23 years of ministry. 23 years of ministry, I've never walked into an anointing that I touched in the last couple of weeks. And I want to impart it over the congregation as we continue together studying this subject. An anointing that will break the back of the enemy, that will deliver you, that will take you into levels of heights that you never thought possible, that will carry the weight of God's glory over you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That will magnify the presence and glorify Jesus in your life. And I want you to be seeking it. It's like I'm going to lay the foundation for that in the weeks to come while I teach you. I want you to be somebody while I'm teaching to catch that anointing. Are you with me? And I want to lay this message as a foundation for that. One of the things that gives you hunger is what is called childlike fascination. Never outgrow it. Not childish, but childlike fascination. I'm reliving my childhood through my baby actually now. She's fascinated about everything. Can you imagine that? She's fascinated with every little thing. And I said, Lord, I want to have that childlike fascination. To be excited about every little thing for God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to grow up to be old and not be fascinated or excited about anything. And you sit back and say, okay, I've been there, I've done that. Yeah. But I want to carry the grace of a childlike fascination till the time when Jesus calls me home. I want to be excited in worship. I want to dance and sing and clap and whatever, like a child would do. I want to be excited. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, Lord, bring me to that kind of grace of childlike fascination. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be fascinated. And four things that you should be hungry for. And I close with that. Righteousness. Open your mouth and say righteousness. Open your mouth and say it with boldness. Righteousness. Amen. Right standing with God. Righteousness, hungry for righteousness. To live right. To do right. Is it amazing that so many people who are believers, they don't want to live right or do right? Some people have got used to lying. They just lie. There was an evangelist in the city. And he was preaching somewhere and he said, you know, the last meeting that I was in, you know, there were over 10,000 people for that meeting. And then he said, yeah, the pastor sitting here was with me. So everybody looked up, the pastor. After the meeting was over, the pastor walked up to him and said, Pastor, I was there with you, but there were hardly 10 people for the last meeting. There was hardly 10 people for the last meeting. So he said, little bit of lies that glorify God is okay. Little bit of lies that glorify God is okay. Now, we don't do that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I can look at this congregation of 10,000 people, people watching me on the net. I can tell you this congregation of 10,000 people are all excited. You don't want to lie. Are you with me? We're so used to gossiping, to lying, to slandering somebody else, to taking bribes. I was in this place in Nigeria, and I asked this man of God, listen, why? I mean, you know, the man, and I asked him, why is everybody, you know, taking bribes here? He said, ask that pastor. He's also working. And so ask that pastor. I asked him, why? So he said, you know, I don't see it as a bribe. I see it as an opportunity that God is bringing in front of me. So the fact, the problem is, over years, if you give yourself to that kind of living, you're going to fall far away from the standard of God's word. So this evening, I speak over your life that bondage be broken off. That you'll be people who are righteous, who will have a right standing with God, who will serve God in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together and say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be in that kind of place where I have a right standing with God. The second thing that you should be hungry for is wisdom. Open your mouth and say, wisdom. Wisdom. Say that again. Say that with passion. Wisdom. Praise God. Come on, musicians, say it with me. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Oh yeah. Praise the Lord. That means intelligent and skillful living. Many a problem you get into is a wisdom problem. As a matter of fact, poverty is a wisdom problem. You get into debt because of a lack of wisdom. Many a marriage problem is a wisdom problem. That's why the book of Proverbs, it says, wisdom is the main thing or the principal thing. It's more important than gold and silver to pursue wisdom. It's been my cry saying, Lord, fill me with divine wisdom, with godly wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To enjoy divine wisdom. Sometimes some people's health problems is because of a lack of wisdom. They're not wise concerning what food to eat, what not to eat. Many a time you are not moving into your blessing or prosperity because of a lack of wisdom. In Matthew 11, it says, how will I liken this generation? They are like children sitting and playing in the marketplace. Children playing in the marketplace. Are you with me? Huge business transactions are going on over them. Millions of dollars are being exchanged hands. People are doing business in the marketplace. But these children have no clue. They just play. What do you call that game with just one? Hopscotch? Yeah, hopscotch. They're playing hopscotch in the marketplace. They're playing hide and seek. They're playing church. When huge transactions are taking place. Even this night in the spiritual realm, there are huge transactions being taking place. People of faith, there is somewhere in the spiritual realm, God is setting you free. He's imparting unto you divine wisdom. Hallelujah. Let your heart be open to receive the blessing of God over your life. The third thing is fruitfulness. Pursue or be hungry for fruitfulness. Open your mouth and say, fruitfulness. Say that again. Fruitfulness. Say that again. Fruitfulness. Come on, say it a couple of times. Fruitfulness. Jesus said, you did not choose me, I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and your fruit should remain. I don't want somebody sitting next to me being fruitful and giving me a fruit. Are you with me? There are so many people who don't want to be fruitful. They're not hungry. They're not intensely seeking for that. They're looking for others who have fruit. So, okay, can you give me that apple? Thank you. Can you pray for me? Thank you. Can you prophesy over me? Thank you. But hallelujah, God is going to shift you from that situation. You're going to come unstuck from that stuck situation. You're going to bear fruit for the glory of God. Hallelujah. You're going to bear your own fruit. You're going to be productive. You're going to see increase in your life. Somebody shout for the amen. Hallelujah. You're going to enjoy the blessing of God for your own life. Most people use faith as an escape from God. You want to excel, and that's the fourth thing. Breaking beyond the average, excellence. You want to excel in your marriage. Some people are not hungry to see their marriage develop and grow. You want to excel in your business. You want to excel in church. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, I forget what lies behind me. What did he say? I look unto Jesus for the excellency of knowing him. I pursue after him. After the years of ministry, he's saying, listen, I'm still wanting to excel. Praise the Lord. So this is the word this evening. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. I want you to say that word from your heart. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Lord, make me hungry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lift your hands and give a shout to Jesus this evening. Would you either stand up or kneel down in your places this evening as we pray together? I want to lay this message as a foundation for the anointing series as we continue with it. I want to see a spirit of passivity being broken off from your life. There might be areas that you're hungry for, but other areas of your life that God wants you to be hungry.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.